The greatest day ever.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At four.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Coast Guard opening a temporary alternate channel for vessels clearing debris at the site of the fallen Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. It's viewed as an important first step along the road to reopening the port of Baltimore. The White House says President Biden will visit the site Friday. The last living survivor of the USS Arizona battleship that exploded and sank during the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor has died. Lou Cotter was 102. The Arizona lost 1,177 sailors and Marines in the 1941 attack that launched the U.S. into World War II. Stocks finished mixed. The Dow was down 240 points. The NASDAQ gained 17 points, and the S&P 500 dropping 10. This is SRN News.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
The best bagpipes of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. The Bag.
The Bag.
The number one at-work station for the best in bagpipes, The Bag. Now, back to Tam O'Shanter.
You said you wanted more bagpipe music on the radio, and we heard you. How you doing, everybody? It's Tam taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in a commercial-free bag block, the Royal Scots Dragoon Guards, an old favorite from the Highland Bagpipes. But first, let's go to Angus. He's holding on the bag line.
Listen to me, lad. I've been waiting my whole life for a station like this. This is great. It's my dream come true.
Glad you love it. What do you want to hear, bud?
I didn't give a crap as long as it's got bagpipes in it.
All right, we'll just stick around for that.
Good times and great bagpipes. Your home for continuous bagpipe favorites. Ray Pipin is in the bag.
This one's for you, Angus. The Green Hills of Tyrol on your bagpipe station, The Bag.
That was Harry Fool's prank this morning. We flipped our format to bagpipes, all bagpipes, all the time. And then we realized we had David Blackman coming on later in the day. I said we're going to hold off on that. So that'll be tomorrow morning at 6. You know, there are instruments, David Blackman, that tell me people who are into music way before any of us were born, generations before us, evidence that people were using drugs in the music business. First of all, who would invent a bagpipe? I think it's a goat's bladder or something that he sticks and it makes weird noises. And even worse, an accordion. Whose idea was it to put a keyboard on one side and 500 buttons on the other and make music? How does anybody learn how to do that? You know who really was an incredible accordion player? Dennis DeYoung, the lead singer and founding father of Styx.
Oh, yeah?
And if I haven't mentioned this 30 or 40,000 times previously, I used to work for them.
Styx!
The band. Yes, I did. So we are visiting. It's not even a good place to visit. You wouldn't want to stay in the Idiocracy, but we have to because they're trying to foist this way of life, this idiocy on the rest of us. And this is our way of letting them know we're paying attention to what you're doing and you're not going to get away with it. So let's go to the sports department in our Idiocracy. And, well, we got the NCAA tournament. Alabama certainly has done a fantastic job of impressing and amazing people. But you want to talk about a couple of other situations, so let's go there next.
Well, tonight we've got the rematch between LSU and Iowa.
In the women's.
Yeah, in the women's division, you know, and LSU beat them last year to win the national championship. Now they're playing to go to the Final Four. Caitlin Clark is maybe the most amazing women's basketball player ever. Angel Reese, of course, is the star on the LSU team. And of course, Kim Mulkey is the head coach at LSU. And I have to tell you, Greg, I am a contrarian when it comes to LSU and its team. I'm a big defender of Kim Mulkey and Angel Reese, and I'll tell you why. I think they get attacked for the same reasons. I think Angel Reese gets attacked for the same reason Muhammad Ali got attacked in the 1960s. A lot of it has to do with race. A lot of it has to do with her behavior, of course. But, when, you know, I was always a defender of Muhammad Ali back in the day as well. I think she is a wonderful player, and I think we have expectations of how women should behave that we don't have of men. I don't know why it's any different. For Angel Reese to talk a little trash on the basketball court than it is for Michael Jordan to do it, or anybody else in the NBA to do it. Nobody says boo about that happening in the NBA. But when Angel Reese does it, somehow it's a national scandal. And I got so angry reading the Washington Post story on Kim Mulkey that came out on Saturday, I guess it was. You know, who is Angel Kim Mulkey is women's basketball in college. Kim Mulkey was the point guard, a 5'4" point guard on the first women's national championship basketball team. Okay. In 1984 with Louisiana Tech, that was the first women's national championship series in college basketball, and her team won it. She was the instrumental player. She has been the face or one of the faces of college basketball ever since. And that Washington Post story was a hit piece on her. They found two players who didn't like her. They found a sister who she has a strained relationship with and discovered that she no longer speaks to her father, who left their family to marry someone else, divorced her mother when she was in college. And this they tried to turn into a major scandal about Kim Mulkey. Now, she's controversial. She's very outspoken. But when I watch, and I defend her because when I watch her teams play, those players love her and will go straight to the wall for her and give everything they got. So I have a hard time seeing she's a bad person and a bad coach to play for when I see a team playing like LSU's does. I think they're probably going to get beat tonight. I think Iowa's a little better team, and Caitlin Clark is just, she's just so special. But it's going to be a wonderful game to watch. And I just think LSU gets a bad rap, and somebody needs to defend them.
If you're going to watch basketball, how do you get past the squeaking shoes on the floor? It almost seems like they've mic'd up the floor so that it sounds like we're hearing a herd of trapped mice trying to escape to freedom, which we're all going to be at one point.
I don't know. And you know, it's like the TV coverage intentionally puts mics down at floor level to catch the squeaks, to emphasize that part of it, which I don't understand. You know, they don't have to do that. They could filter that out.
Now let's go back to the $325 million man who did not have a very good debut for the Dodgers. Yeah.
Well, he managed to come back. I guess he just had a bad day in South Korea because he was, man, he was something.
I saw some video from that game, and he was awful. I mean, he was just playing awful.
Yeah. No, I know. I know. He was terrible. Nothing was working, but everything worked for him in the second start. It was at Dodger Stadium. He went five innings. But unfortunately, the game got interrupted by rain. He was tossing a shutout through five. He struck out the side in the first inning and got the first seven batters out before he gave up a hit. and was really showed the stuff that everybody keeps saying he has. So I was a little, you know, surprised by that first start, and I was, quite honestly, I didn't know what to expect in his second start, but apparently he's better than he looked in Korea. whether he's going to be a world beater that the Dodgers think he is, I you know, who knows. But right, I'm sure our friend, oh my God.
Mark?
Yeah, Mark. Mark Rivera was much happier watching him in his second start.
I would hope. By the way, something about that group they honored, that satanic cult that they gave an award to, they will not be on this year's docket because somebody in that group got arrested on pedophile charges.
And one of the other ones, of course, was the Sam, what's his name, that was stealing women's luggage at airports while he was serving in the Biden administration.
Yeah.
He was part of that cult, too.
Haven't heard much about him in the news lately. What do you think is going on there? It's like, I don't think he's been charged, but I don't know of any prosecution or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't had a trial yet, I don't think, or we'd heard about it. But, of course, he got run out of the administration when all that came up. Amazingly enough, and I don't think the Dodgers will be honoring that particular group, but there's just no telling what they might do. During the season.
You mentioned Muhammad Ali. I lived in the same building that Dr. Freddie Pacheco, who was his physician.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And off mic, this guy didn't have a whole lot of good to say about the guy. He says, "I told that dumb son of a bitch to stop 10 years before he actually did, or he was going to be what he is now." And back then, Ali was still alive. Yeah. He says, "You're going to be no better than a test pattern on a TV if you keep getting hit in the head." But Ali wouldn't listen, didn't want to give up the attention, the fame, and of course the big paychecks. And so many of those guys get drained by the Klingons that hang around their camp and stuff.
Yes.
I was shocked, though, to hear him speak in such blunt terms about it.
I've heard him talk about that in interviews.
It made him angry. First of all, we don't need to be trying to kill each other in a sport. We have so many sports now where you can let out legitimate physical frustrations. And I guess as a doctor that makes sense, because brain damage is hard to reverse.
Do you ever watch any of the UFC fights?
No,
I don't. But I see highlights of them, and that's so much more brutal than boxing.
You know,
it's just
the Babylon Bee. Babylon Bee did a funny thing on those, because to me, all I ever see are two guys grinding against each other, and it had something to do with the Dylan Mulvaney flap that Bud Light was getting involved with that to raise their macho or something, and you know the Bee ran a headline, something to the fact that, this will really go a long way, showing two guys grinding against each other on the floor of a ring to eliminate that misperception or whatever they called it. I've got to find that, because that was very, very funny. The Bee does some really, really great stuff. And now diversity, equity, and inclusion. I'm working on a piece that I will send you called The Great American Inclusion. And it's all about this, you know, how many do you, you know, the whole idea that everybody's being watched to make sure that they are inclusive.
Yeah.
It's so insane. So insane. And I just finished a really good one that I forgot already. Oh, it's called Influenza.
Yeah.
In other words, the trend with influencers to Rosie Reddit.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
I will shoot you a PDF on that, because I don't know how you do it. I get up this morning, I come to the radio station, I was here before 5 o'clock. There's stuff from David Blackman sitting there already.
Yeah.
I'm thinking,
it was a tough night last night. I woke up about 2:30 with a sour stomach and couldn't go back to sleep, so I just got up.
Wow. I was up at 2:30 because I have to be up at 2:30 to do the morning show, but
I should have called in.
Yeah.
You're always welcome, man. You're always welcome. We've got our studio line number here. Yeah. Shoot me a note and we'll put you on the air immediately. It's 4:15. We got to take our next break here. We will be right back. A word for men. who are feeling the symptoms that low testosterone can create. And that is walking through a fog, low energy, no results in the gym or even losing muscle mass, a decreased libido. Montgomery Men's Health is here to change those situations. This is a medical practice. And I don't want to go to the doctor, but the only shame in any of these very naturally occurring conditions is doing nothing. That's something to be ashamed about when Montgomery Men's Health can turn these situations around. Pills often quit working. I'll bet you haven't heard that from the people that make them, but they do. Guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, studies have shown that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always fatigued, even a decrease in libido. Maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. As you age, a testosterone and PSA check, guys, is recommended as part of your annual men's health routine. The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. That's $99 that could change your life. Consultation, just $99 plus the number. And then, if the number is not where it needs to be, they can fix it with real medical solutions. They have low T treatments that truly change lives at Montgomery Men's Health. Better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, even improved sleep, faster metabolism. They can help you lose weight there. And of course, it increased libido. And you can book the same day that you call most of the time. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. As we hit the traffic dungeon at 417 for the latest from Skipper.
Well, traffic is very heavy all over the area this afternoon. The boulevards, I-65 and 85, very busy through the interchange. No major problems anywhere right at the moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clears. Please enjoy your ride this afternoon, but get ready to be slowed down in a lot of spots due to heavy traffic everywhere. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
By LeCroyer is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylequire.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by LeCroyer, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by LeCroyer.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeCroyer.
License 84417.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This is Matt Woodham with Woodham Southside Firestone. As a businessman, you need to watch your advertising dollar. We've been using Blue Water Broadcasting for many years. Blue Water Broadcasting is the biggest bang for your buck. Blue Water Broadcasting and Woodham Southside Firestone, great combination.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Your health and well-being can quickly be impacted by changing weather. The Johnny Adams Law Firm wants you to remain safe and be weather alert with the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
Rich Thomas. Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have weather changes on the way, but if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. We'll be mostly cloudy and dry, very mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Now, tomorrow, with a high up to about 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours as a cold front sweeps through the area. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Then, behind the front on Wednesday, much cooler, breezy, with highs only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's a big setback. We'll be down to 39 by Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Just a bit outside.
This is hard.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today, because it was a year ago, and I would have known this without my friend David Blackman telling me that the whole Bud Light Dylan Mulvaney thing started to come down, and we watched the stock prices, the stock value of Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch, and the harder they tried to turn it around, the worse it got, and they finally just let it bottom out. But I got to be honest with you, David, I never see anybody holding a Bud Light in public.
I know. They claim their sales are only off 30%. I have a hard time believing it's not more than that.
I agree. You know, you sometimes wonder, we live in a day, an era of fudged numbers. It doesn't mean it's the exclusive property of the government. But you really don't. You know, we get together at bomb hours on Wednesday night every week, and I never see somebody stare, you know, holding one. And every time somebody said, okay, it's time to, you know, take the foot off the gas pedal with this Bud Light thing, then they get holy hell. This is one that really stuck. And I have a feeling that we've made inroads in making points to companies that are trying to shove the woke agenda. Didn't your state recently take $8 billion out of BlackRock as part of its retirement fund? Tell us about that.
Yeah. BlackRock had a position in which fund was it? The Permanent Education Fund in Texas, so 140 years ago, the Texas legislature did a bunch of land grants to the public school system and to our system of higher education in Texas of a couple of million acres of land out in the Permian Basin of West Texas, which was completely worthless land at the time. And they just thought, well, you know, we'll give this to the schools and maybe someday people will be able to run cattle or sheep on it, make a little money for the schools. Well, of course, it's in the middle of the biggest oil and gas play on earth, really for the last century now. The first successful oil well was drilled in 1921. It generates $8 to $10 billion a year for public schools, and the Permanent University Fund generates $10 to $15 billion for higher education in Texas every year. So, the managers of the Public Education Fund, the Permanent Education Fund, had taken a big position in BlackRock had taken a big position in the Public Education Fund. It was managing $8.5 billion in that fund, and in the 21 session of the legislature passed a law that ordered the comptroller and fund managers of state funds to divest any banks or financial institutions, investment institutions like BlackRock who discriminate against financing oil and gas projects in Texas. And BlackRock has a clear and undeniable record of doing that for 15 years now. They've been the ringleader on the whole ESG movement globally. And finally, 3 years after that law was passed, the state got around to divesting out of that fund any holdings of BlackRock. The same will happen in the Permanent University Fund, our Teachers' Retirement Fund, and any other capital fund managed by the state of Texas in the months to come. So, and that's just the first firm. There's a list of about 100 banks and financial institutions that are on the list of to be divested. So it's a big, long list.
Here's a headline from Liberty Daily. See how much the squad has fleeced from America with earmarks since 2023, and the number is in the multiple tens of millions of dollars. And once again, there's a picture of AOC with her mouth open. I don't think they've invented a camera lens that works fast enough to catch her with it closed, because I've yet to see one where she's just, like, listening. And that voice of hers. Next time I need my gutters peeled, I'm going to have her come over to the house and talk to my gutters. The paint will just fall off. She's just... and yet, well, we can always hope that New York will wake up and find, you know, a real representation for that district. But I'm not optimistic.
You remember when Republicans made such a big deal about doing away with earmarks? That was during the Obama administration. It wasn't that long ago. And they passed a bill that made earmarks illegal in the budgeting process. And then within a few years, they found out, well, you know, it makes it a lot harder to get reelected if we can't go back to the district and brag about all the pork we brought home. And, you know, for highways and schools and, you know, whatever. And so it quietly got reinstated, that whole book earmarking process. And so here we are wasting billions every year on crazy stuff.
Why do people who live in certain areas, I mean, I guess if you're being pandered to, you know, like in her district where people expect the government to take care of them, isn't it kind of defeatist in a conservative location like ours when a politician comes back and says, look at all the crap I got for us? Well, who's paying for it? You're still paying for it. Nothing is free. Yeah. Your taxes are only going to go up. Cost of living is only going to go up. So what are you exactly happy about? Hey, have you heard any new stuff on the Francis Scott Key Bridge incident?
Nothing new, really.
That seems to have also become a muted story. I'm not
hearing. I do think it's really fun factoid. That the big crane that they brought in is the Glomar Explorer crane, which was the same crane the CIA used to recover the Russian sub that had sunk near Iceland back in the mid-1970s. They got Howard Hughes' company to build a big ship, a salvage ship with the world's largest salvage crane on it.
Wow.
To salvage that sub, which was in like 15,000 feet of ocean. And that's the same crane that is now trying to remove that bridge from that channel in Baltimore. It's still in service 50 years later.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
What is this? Let's see. Did you see, you know, I went to real estate school many years ago just to kill some time. I was not interested in going back on the radio. So I thought, well, maybe I can use my name to make some money in this business. And I remember we briefly covered the whole squatter concept. But you think, well, who would be that low to just occupy somebody else's house and then try and take it from them just by squatting there?
Yeah.
Interesting how people react to that. DeSantis in Florida, they passed a law, I believe, that he signed into law last week, you know, taking some of those squatters' rights away. Yeah. There's nothing in the Constitution that protects squatters. But what about the rest of them? How about the absolute glorious moment of the week was Kathy Hochul being denied access to pay political visit to the slain New York police officer at his wake. They just didn't want her there.
Yeah, she actually got into it and did speak to the wife, who politely apparently asked her to leave. Mm-hmm. And she left and had a confrontation with one of the mourners outside the funeral home as she was leaving. It took a lot of nerve for her to show up, frankly, or any Democrat in that state that is responsible
nerve, gall,
for the death of that police officer. That his blood is on their hands. That officer was killed by a career criminal who'd been arrested and released without bail many times there in New York City. And that's Democrat policies, nobody else's. And so she had a hell of a lot of nerve to show up there in the first place. And I wanted to bring that up just to hear you say, haka.
I'm good with those caught in the throat kind of things. It is 4:32 on News Talk 93.1 FM. David Blackman is our guest. David, please give the audience your blog address.
It's davidblackman.substack.com for politics and blackman.substack.com for energy.
All righty. We're going to take a quick break here for a traffic update. Your local news, Rich's forecast. Tomorrow we have, in fact, I got a note from him earlier, the chance for severe weather. Have you had some severe weather out your way?
Fixing to. Apparently tonight we're going to have a big front come through.
Yeah.
And it's the same weather system that's really going to impact y'all too, and most of the Midwest tonight.
All righty. 272-9228, if you'd like to join the conversation too. Dow finishing down minus 240 today. Here's Skipper with the latest on the road and maybe a shooting.
Very busy all over the area this afternoon. We've got a lot of cars on I-65 and 85 Boulevard, lights, especially moderate traffic. And one accident, 2900 block McGee Road. That's going to be right in front of Regions Bank on McGee. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy but all clear. But let me say, we're going to keep you updated on traffic. Festival Plaza has it all. Shop Plato's Closet, ABC Beverage, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
The founder of an organization that seeks to protect youth from the content that is being pushed on smartphones has now helped draft a bill that will be offered in the Alabama legislature. Chris McKenna is director of Protect Young Eyes. McKenna has helped in the writing of HB 167, which requires phones, tablets, and other electronics to come with standard content filters for kids as a default and requires adults to remove those filters as desired rather than have to go through multiple layers and steps to add the filters for protection. McKenna spoke about it on the 1819 News podcast with host Brian Dawson.
We live in a time where if you try to set up an iPhone for your 7th or 8th grade son or daughter, you have to hunt for protection 30 steps deep. We have it all explained on our website. And again, I wish this wasn't necessary. The device protection bill that we've co-authored with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation says that's wrong. It should be the other way around. Default protection, that should be automatic. You should have to hunt for exploitation.
I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you. To have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The United States Sports Academy announces plans to offer a massive cut in tuition to students attending Birmingham Southern College as that school closes in just 2 months. USSA allows for a 50% tuition discount for the BSc students who are looking for a career in the sports industry. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection. Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama Certification. Number 09098.
Hi, everybody. We have weather changes on the way, but if you have evening plans tonight, no problem. We'll be mostly cloudy and dry, very mild. Overnight low temperature down to about 66. Now, tomorrow, with a high up to about 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours as a cold front sweeps through the area. Some of the storms strong, possibly severe. Then, behind the front, on Wednesday, much cooler, breezy, with highs only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's a big setback. We'll be down to 39 by Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. The experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
So, Cardinal Wilton, by the way, welcome back as we explore the Idiocracy with David Blackman, as we do on Mondays from 3:15 to 5. The Washington, D.C. Cardinal slammed Joe Biden, I love this, David, as a cafeteria Catholic. I've never heard that term before, but it's like he's going down in a cafeteria. So I'll believe in that doctrine and this one. I don't want to have that because that will damage me politically and so forth. Citing the president's support for abortion rights and transgender visibility as examples. So at least somebody had the guts to stand up and call him out.
I mean, he could have written the same thing about the Pope, couldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah. It's the same thing, basically.
And yesterday, Kamala, and she's the first Black vice president we've ever had who's not really Black at all. She's far from it. Was not out there seen celebrating Transgender Visibility Day, but was out celebrating Cesar Chavez Day. There's a great American.
Well, you know, he at least was a leader of real people, a very significant segment of farm workers out in California, migrant farm workers, who did some good for those folks, rather than a politician making proclamations one day and denying them the next. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, Cesar Chavez was a virulent opponent of unfettered illegal immigration and talked and wrote extensively about it. And people on the left who have co-opted him as one of theirs don't really know any of that, or if they do know it, they don't want anybody talking about it. But Cesar Chavez was not a fan of illegal immigration.
The Cartoon Network celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility yesterday. That's nice to know. And
oh, good. Yeah. Wow.
This documentary on the things that went on at Nickelodeon and other channels, this is really starting to make itself known. My wife has I think he's a grandnephew in the family who was one of the up-and-coming child stars under mm-hmm. the Disney umbrella. Yeah. Just collected $6 million on a rape charge from a Disney official. So why is there not more effort put into taking setups for pedophiles and vetting these people a little more carefully? There must be a way to do it without...
We didn't have the current regime in the White House. There probably would be, but, that segment out in Hollywood is big fundraisers for Democratic political campaigns. Mm-hmm. So the White House isn't going to do anything about it, and certainly the Justice Department won't be doing anything real about it. And there was a lot of progress being made on human trafficking and punishing pedophiles during the Trump years. And that all went by the wayside the day Joe Biden was installed into office.
Installed is the word, just like a toilet.
Yeah, that's the word Nancy Pelosi used.
Until we
installed
a new president, right. Like he's some kind of a fixture.
She can't help herself. Every once in a while, she blurts out the truth, you know?
Yeah, well, she is 84 after all, and just in the spring of life.
Speaking of cafeteria Catholics, yes. Nancy Pelosi.
Oh, my God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
I just had a really important point to make on something, and it slipped away. But you had mentioned earlier about
infrastructure.
Well, there was that, but there was something else. Oh, I wanted to hit it before it went away. We heard it at the top of the hour in the Salem Radio News Network newscast. The last surviving member of the Arizona has passed away.
Oh, wow. He must have been 100, 101,
102. 102. Yeah. The reason that touches me is Pearl Harbor's a subject I've studied an incredible number of times. Always coming to the conclusion, David, that because of radar and all these modern protections that we've come up with, that Pearl Harbor could never happen again. But of course, I lack the imagination to envision what happened on 9/11. Not just one aircraft commandeered, but four on the same morning still boggles the mind.
Yes, it does.
Now, we created Homeland Security to protect us from people who want us dead, because we are Western civilization. They don't like, they don't believe, they hate what we believe, and will do anything to bring us down. And now we're letting, Homeland Security is supposed to protect us from these people. Now, they're doing nothing when known terrorists are streaming over the border by the hundreds, almost on a daily basis, all these military-age men, yet they refuse. It just gets worse by the day.
Yes, it does. And, there can be no question we have sleeper cells in this country already. And we are primed, for an October 7th style attack on our homeland because of this.
I've also heard that inside the intelligence community that the chatter in these groups is off the charts right now. And I have a feeling something is planned. And I have no idea what, obviously, but...
People want a preview. Kurt Schlichter has a fantastic book out that was published in January, I think. He got it out real fast after October 7th that is based on this very scenario and walks you through a very frightening scenario of how a massive October 7th style attack could happen and play out on American soil. And it's called The Attack.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like Kurt Schlichter.
Yeah, he's an excellent writer, and I highly recommend that book.
Now here's some breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Well, it may not sound like Walter Cronkite, but it does get your attention. A poll out today says that Donald Trump would beat former First Lady Michelle Obama head-to-head.
Interesting.
And maybe that's why we're not hearing this ongoing clamor that, the Democrats should, shuffle Joe off and import her. I've never believed she's as popular as she is. I don't understand why.
No, she's not, and she's not that popular, and she doesn't want the scrutiny that would come with running for president. Let's be honest about that.
You know,
she does not want the scrutiny.
Well, you know the rumors.
Yes, I know the rumors. She doesn't want to be visible about those rumors, though.
Yes. And
she doesn't want her day of visibility.
Right. Her, yeah, exactly. Yeah, she would pass on that. And what's her experience? Well, at least Obama was in the Senate for 3 hours before he decided he was ready to be president. She was she was making a ton of money through something he was able to access and shovel her way so she could get her share of the cut.
She was on the cover of Vogue when she was first lady. So, you know, she got that going. And what else? I mean, what did she do while she was first lady? Does anybody remember?
No, now that you mention it, I can't remember a thing.
She planted
was serving our kids lunches. And right. Remember, she had this school lunch thing.
Yes, a disaster.
Yeah.
Because at the time, photos were circulating of what kids were getting on their lunch trays. And it was nothing that they would be inclined to eat. Yeah. I remember this infamous photo of her in the White House garden. The White House garden was going to save America. And they had a picture of her with a glove on holding a dirty turnip. And I'm looking at this thinking, yeah, I can see her out there every day making sure.
Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
Turnips are being
nurtured. That's what she was doing.
I don't want to sound conspiratorial, but I think it was a stunt turnip. I don't believe that it was a real turnip that she had actually grown. Every once in a while, we see somebody with cojones come along and take a stand and stick to it. And sometimes it's somebody that isn't naturally inclined to have cojones. But J.K. Rowling has told Scotland's new hate crime laws are wide open to abuse. The Harry Potter author has become a fierce critic of the Scottish government's stance on transgender rights. Where did all these transgender people come from?
You know, and here's what baffles me about Scotland, and I have a lot of Scottish in my background.
So do I.
Irish.
So do I.
And do you know that, of course, Scotland has an Arab prime minister, just like London's mayor.
What?
With the same political outlook.
Scotland? Yeah. Does he wear a kilt? Does he
fit?
Oh, my God.
No. But do you know what percentage Muslims are of the population in Scotland?
No.
Like 0.6%.
Yet.
And the Scottish people elected this guy to be their prime minister. And he's a woke lunatic.
Wow.
Why would you do that? Why? How did that guy become the prime minister of Scotland?
Yeah, I've never.
Scotland and Ireland both.
I don't get
that.
They've
gone completely insane.
Well,
politically,
I have never done a full ancestral research to know exactly where I'm from because I'm really a very typical American mutt in most regards. But I do know that on my mom's side of the family, the McBean family from Scotland came here and started on that side, the McBeans.
Yeah.
But my question to Scotland,
what the hell is wrong with you all?
Really? It just doesn't seem a place where this whole woke garbage would be welcome.
Did you guys know that from the time when a baby is born in Scotland, it is assigned a government guardian?
What?
Yes. I learned that in my Patriot Academy class that we're doing on Tuesday nights.
So if mom and dad die or fail at parenting,
this person kind of looks over everything. They're the government liaison for this child from the time they're born. I couldn't believe it.
So it's like preemptive child protective services.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's very Orwellian.
Yeah.
Minority Report for CPS. Remember the Minority Report movie that Tom Cruise did? Yeah. I did not know that, Rosie. That's a really interesting thing.
I was flabbergasted.
Did either of you know that a woman in Florida today woke up and found her car's interior completely destroyed? At first, she thought it was the work of vandals, but it was her dogs going after a cat. And David, you have to laugh in the great spirit of the idiocracy that journalists, have been told to stop stealing from Air Force One.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Branded pillowcases, glasses, and gold-rimmed plates. They're liars and thieves.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw that headline and I thought, you know, that doesn't surprise me even a little bit.
No,
and not even a tiny little bit that journalists would be thieves.
You would think they would. I mean, we know they stoop to certain levels and compromise their values to not report, but to do what, you know, to report what they're told to report.
Right, right.
But this is absolutely a new level. Just, you know, they're thieves.
Remember when the Clintons stole all the furniture and silverware when they left the White House?
Yeah, talk about a thief.
I mean, holy cow.
Weren't they supposedly poor or something? I know that problem's been fixed.
Bill Clinton grew up poor. He did grow up poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, the Clinton Foundation solved all that with all those hundreds of millions from Saudi Arabia and Russia.
Yeah.
And China.
And was it after he left the prep? Weren't they in some kind of like, they didn't have a lot of cash or some kind of condition?
Right. So, but they came up with the Clinton Foundation scheme to solve that problem.
It's just incredible. There's just more and more every day. And I can't get over this Hochul thing. First of all, if I'm in a funeral parlor and Governor Hochul walks up to me, I'm thinking, my first reaction is, which casket did you climb out of?
Yeah.
Because she has that permanently embedded.
She's got that embalmed looking face. Yeah.
It's like, there's a few others like her, but it always looks like she just saw a naked man for the first time and her face froze in that position. Am I being mean? I suppose I am. Car rams gate at the Atlanta FBI office this afternoon, and I don't think it was done to tell them what a great job they're doing.
I'm sure it was. I have no doubt. I saw that they had taken the guy off to some mental health center for evaluation, which is probably the mildest thing they could do for him. That's not a wise thing to do, everyone. Don't try that at home.
Yeah, even if you are outraged by certain things that are going on, that's not recommended. Did they follow through, speaking of idiocracy, is the Easter egg roll today, or was it yesterday?
It was this morning,
Oh, they did do it, because and I heard some other environmental group with an agenda got to them, and they agreed to substitute potatoes for eggs.
Oh, my God. You have got to be kidding.
No. And that's another story today, by the way. It's the potato is being considered for removal from its status as a vegetable.
Why is that?
I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it.
Why not? It's a transgender plant. And it is no longer a vegetable. It is now a fruit.
Yeah. Well, we went through the show.
Why not?
And the debate continues as to whether the tomato is
I was going to say, they should have used a tomato. There's already controversy.
They should stop with the scientific explanations of what constitutes a vegetable or a fruit and go with which meal is it served with most frequently. That's, to me, should be the determining factor, but
that just decides that I'm making potatoes au gratin for supper tonight. I don't care what anybody says.
And if Rosie
and I'm calling it a vegetable.
If Rosie and I rush to the airport, we can be there in time to enjoy those potatoes au gratin. Hey, that's the last topic I wanted to bring up was the eclipse and what plans you may have, because you're going to be pretty close to totality where you are, aren't you not?
Oh, we're totally in the fairway. Yeah, I'm going to go right over our house, right over DFW Airport. We're kind of excited about it, man. I haven't seen a full eclipse. Oh, when I was a little kid, maybe 63 or 64, we had, if not a total eclipse, really close to one in the little town where I grew up. And I have this clear memory of being downtown. This was, again, I think it was like 1963. Half the town was downtown on the main street, gathered there to watch this eclipse. Mm-hmm. And it's something, just a piece of Americana at that time is one of my earliest memories as a child, you know, that you're not going to see that. Well, maybe you are going to see that happening in some parts of the country. Apparently there's going to be a million people converge on Niagara Falls to watch it. They've declared a state of emergency up there because of the influx of people coming to watch the eclipse. So maybe, you know, maybe there's something to this that's going to cause people to gather together actually in a peaceful way.
Yes.
Hopefully there won't be any Palestinian protesters in the midst of it or whatever. And people can enjoy a little fellowship together.
Well, from what I understand, we're going to be in about 70% here. I understand my daughter will be in about 90% in New Orleans. But it's one of those things that will make people believe in God, because the lights go out and it goes from daylight to darkness in that instant where the sun is completely blocked. Right, and it's got to be, I mean, somewhere in here I have sound from a reporter who was at the one in 2017. If that wasn't a reporter, it was Chicago weatherman Tom Skilling. Let's see if I can find this real quick, or watch how fast these hands work when I need them to. He was so emotionally overwhelmed that he began to cry during his report on this thing. And Tom actually, he's not prone to theatrics and that kind of stuff. But here it is. Weatherman gets emotional about the eclipse. This will give us at least a hint as to what people experience when they're in it. Tom Skilling, from longtime meteorologist, just retired from WGN in Chicago.
We've been told people start sobbing. For some, it's just a life-changing event. And we may start doing that, too. But I'll get my act together, guys. And I'll be back to you. I promise you. Guys, back to Chicago. Sorry about this.
How about that? I mean, it's that kind of a thing. How do you prepare for that? You know, it's got to be really special. And I think, David, you should have some type of, do like a quick, one of your amazing updates with a video camera experiencing that and doing a live commentary.
That's a good idea.
I would play that on the air. I would play that on the air the next day, on Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you were to do something. What time is it supposed to happen in your neck of the woods? Around the middle of the day.
Gosh, it's the middle of the day. I feel like it's in the morning. I haven't looked in a couple of weeks. All right, here we go. Let's see here. So tell me here, what time? Yeah, it's going to be in the morning for us at, in the afternoon, early afternoon, maybe 2 o'clock where we are.
You know what's interesting about these things, David, is that they mapped the heavens and figured out when these celestial events were going to happen in ancient times, before they thought about indoor plumbing or the combustible engine or something.